broken 10 to 6. We are on. We're on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph at the top. No, what's the not well to. Chav Vav? Yeah, Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin at the top. Okay, the right at the top. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shem Rav, the middle of the first line. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shem Rav said, Shiras Hayom. The Shira Sayam, the Oz Yashir, the Shira Svar, the Shira of Dvorah, Nichtavim Ariach Hagabi Levena, they're written a brick on top of a half brick, meaning they're written like a wall, the way they're written in the Sevatory of the lines are interspersed. Do you ever see the way it looks at Shira Sayam? Like one line is like this, a word, phrase, and another line interlocks, the next line. Is in the spaces below. Nobody else? All right, so I guess that's it. Nothing's going to happen. Sorry. Lavina, Vena, Gabi, Ariel, kind of brick on a half brick on top of a brick? I'm sorry. A brick on top of a brick and a half brick on top of a brick. Aseres Mehom and the 10 children of Haman, Umachi, Knan, and the kings of Knan. Nichtavim Ariach, Gabi, Ariach. They're written brick on top of brick on top of brick, ulvena gabi alvena, meaning that it's written in columns. In other words, they're not interlocking, not like a brick wall, but in columns. The kol binin dechon, because any building structure like that, lo koim, tumbles, is not sustained, it tumbles down. So he wanted to ask Seres B'nei Haman, the 10 children of Haman, and the kings of Canaan listed in Yoshua, to all tumble down. Maikadun, what's the status of this? La mitzvah olakiv, is it essential that it is it a mitzvah to do it this way? In other words, it's a hitter mitzvah, or is it an impediment? Is it essential to be done this way? Amare Rabbi Chanina Barachoid Rav Oshia. So I think Amar Rav, I'm not sure if it's Rav or Amar Rebbe. So he said to Rabbi Chanina Bar the son of the brother of Rav Oshia. Now here, do you remember? When he stood in front of the store of Rav Oshia, your uncle, over Rabbi Bar Bar Zavta, Rabbi Bar Bar Zavta passed by. We asked him, the Amar B'Shem Rav, he said, name Rav Li'ikuv, that it's necessary, it's impediment. So I'm not sure who exactly made the statement, but they said, name Rav, that it's an impediment. It's necessary that it be written that way. Rabbi Chibre Ravada Diafoy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu B'Shem Rav Zira said, this is not actually in the Bavli, but here is in Yerushalmi, it says that you have to say that Aseres B'nei Haman in one breath. Okay, as the minhag is, and that's why everybody says it, to say in one breath. Okay, that's and you say Aseres B'nei Haman imoin. You say, and the words Aseres B'nei Haman, which come immediately after the list of 10 sons of Haman, you say together with the 10 sons in one breath. Amr Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Tzark Sheh Ish Berosh Dapa Ve'es B'Sofa. You write Ish at the beginning of the page and Ve'es at the end of a page. Ish Berosh Dapa Ve'es B'Sofa. Es means Ish at the beginning of the page and and S at the end of the page. Shekenu Shonitz V'Nochis. That way it's like the two poles. And the Aseres B'nei Haman lie down in the middle. Another interpretation, the growth interpretation, is that it's not, it doesn't necessarily have, that way it would come out that the Aseres B'nei Haman fills the entire page, like it's written in most Megillus, it's written big and fills the entire page. But the other alternative is, which the Gora writes, is that it's not written big, and I have seen Megillus written like that, where the Aseres B'nei Haman is not big, but what it just means is that you have Ish at the beginning of the line, and S at the end of the line, not necessarily taking up the entire page. And that way, it all the way the Gro learns, it's not like two poles, but rather it's like buttons corresponding to each other, and they could theoretically clasp together, but they're unclasped, signifying the downfall of Haman. Kod and Kintura look like a Kintura, it's either like a pole, two poles, or Kod and Kintura means like a garment which is being held together by which has buttons on either side of it. Rav Amar Tzarech Lomar, you have to say, Arur Haman Arurim Banav, cursed is Haman and cursed are his children. Actually, we don't say that because Rishonim had a different girsa in the Ushami, and the Rishonim had a girsa Arur Haman Arur Azeresh. So that's how we do it. We don't say Arurim Banav, we don't curse his children. On Rabbi Yochanan Tzarich Lomar Charvona Zochu LaTov. You have to say Charvona is commemorated for good. That's besides what else we say. Rabbi Brecha, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mishra, and Rabbi Chia Mishra, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yonasan said, Kadahava Mati Lai Psuka, when you used to go to this Pasuk, Asher Aglon Nebuchadnezzar, that Nebuchadnezzar took them into Golus, half a armor that he would say, and it seems he would say this in the middle of Megillah, wasn't considered to be a hefsek. He said, Nebuchadnezzar, Shachi Katsamos, may his bones be ground. Why only here, not anywhere else in Navi? Should call Nebuchadnezzar, you'll see Yirmiyahu, every time it says Nebuchadnezzar in Yirmiyahu, Chayoyo. That mentions Nebuchadnezzar when he was still alive, so therefore you don't say, may his bones be grounded to the ground, but be ground. But Ram Hocha Mesa here is already dead. So since he's already dead, and chronologically, when the Nebuchadnezzar is mentioned in Megillah, so this is appropriate time to call him Shachi Katomos, may his bones be ground. Okay, that's an interesting perspective. All right, getting back to the Mishnah, it said in the Mishnah that we lay on Mondays and Thursdays, and we lay on our Shabbos afternoon. It's not part and parcel of the Cheshbon, meaning it doesn't count as part and parcel of the laning. That means we go over Sheni again and again and again, three times. Mincha, Monday, Thursday. We don't do till Sheni, Mincha, Shabbos afternoon, and then go to Shlishi Monday morning, and then go to Revi Thursday morning, and then read for the rest of the Parsha Shabbos morning, which will make Shabbos laning much shorter. We don't do that. Rather, we always do Sheni over again. Istani Tani, there are Tanoim who held Olam in a Cheshbon. It is part of the Cheshbon, but we don't paskin like them. Rabbi Ziran Abba Bar Yirmiyah Ramas B'Shem Shmuel said, Halach Gemishomer Ain Olam in a Cheshbon. Again, as I said, Halach is that it doesn't count. Kimasis is like the Mishnah says, Istani, like the Mishnah says, that it doesn't count, and you have to read over again Shani each time you lay. Istani tani posech v'roi v'golom v'orich. To those who say that before you make the first bracha on laning, you open up the Sefer Torah, you see where you are, you wind the Sefer Torah up again before you make the brachas, then you make the bracha. Which many people have the minhag, but I'm not sure now why, because the way the halacha is here, it's not like that. I looked up even Shulchan Aruch, and the halacha is actually like the next statement. Istani tani posech v'roi, you look at where you open up a Sefer Torah, you see where you're supposed to start laying from. In other words, you don't have to kiss with the tzitzis. That's only our minhag. It's not necessary. Umivarech, and then you make the bracha. Now, it's brought down you should close your eyes when you're making the bracha, because otherwise it looks like you're looking inside the Sefer Torah as if the brachas are written there. What? Well, you don't have to do that. It's on the contrary. It's here it seems that you're not supposed to close the Sefer Torah. I guess because it's a hefsek then when they unroll the Sefer Torah between the bracha and the kriya. So you're just supposed to close your eyes and make the bracha. Rabbi Zira, look at the sitter, I guess. Rabbi Zira, Abba, Bar Yirmiyah, and Ramas, B'Shem Shmuel said, Halacha k'mishon poseach b'roi. You open, look inside, umivarech, and then make the bracha. You don't wind the Sefer Torah.
What's the source of minhag ari to go to what? Where the Bakori starts and then it ends.
I don't know. It's not from the Gemara, that's for sure. It's from somewhere. I don't know where it's from. They look at the beginning and end. The Lubavitchers look at the beginning and end of what they're about to learn, but it's not from the Gemara. East time, Rabbi Zira, Abba Yir, Bar Yirmiyah, and Ramas, B'Shem Shmuel said, Halach Gemishmar, Halach, like they said, Poseach, Vero, and Mavarach, you don't actually wind it up again before you begin your Aliyah, before you make the Bracha. My time, or Apostle tells us this, or Apostle, it says in the Chemia, when he opened the Sefer Torah, the entire nation stood, and Maxi Basre, what does it say afterwards? Hashem, Ezra blessed Hashem, the God, the Lord, the Great. And by my Gidlo, how? What was the greatness? Rabbi Gidlo, Omar B'Shem, from Vurish with the explicit name of Hashem, whereas Ramatza says more in line with Targum, which is talking about the bracha, that he made a bracha, and the Karmater brings down that he made the special bracha, which is made in the Beis HaMikdash, Baruch Hashem, Elokeisom, Min Olam, V'ad Olam. But in any event, the bottom line is that he made a bracha before he lay while the Sefer was open on the platform. Rabbi Simon Hashem, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Lomani Krosh Nikru Anshe Knesset Gedolah. This is actually a Bavli in Yuma, but there it's a little bit different, the story. There it says, why the Anshe Knesset Gedolah called Gedolah? Shechziru HaGedolah LiYosha. They brought the greatness back to its old, they restored the greatness. Rabbi Pichos Pinchas says, Moshe Yitzchim HaBeshet Tfilah. Moshe made the Nusuch of Davni. Hakel HaGodol HaGibor VaNoro. Right? The Lord, which is great, mighty, and awesome. Yirmiyo amar akel agodol agibor v'lo amar anora. He said the Lord, which is great and mighty, and not didn't say awesome. V'lo amahu gibor. Why did he say gibor? L'zenoeli koros gibor. It's proper to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu gibor, because he restrains himself. A gibor, somebody's restrained. Ezu gibor kovish yitzor. Somebody restrains his yitzorah. So Hashem is a gibor. Shu royal churim beis of a shosek. He sees his house being desecrated or destroyed, and he is silent. That's gevura. However, the Lamalamar Nora, why didn't he say Nora? Why didn't he say awesome? Because Ein Nora Ela Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem is awesome in Beis HaMikdash, where you can sense His divine presence. The Chsiv Nora Elokim HaMikdashecha, Hashem is awed in His Beis HaMikdash. Now, Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, he stops saying Nora. Daniel, on the other hand, Omar Hakela, Godol Vanora. He said Godol and Nora, but not Gibor. Lama Lama Gibor, why did he say Gibor? Because he said, Bono Misuim Mikolorim, his children are given over to chains and captivity. Echon Gvoroso, where is Hashem's might? The Lama Umar Nora, okay, fine. So he said, so he didn't say Gibor, but why then did he say Nora? He said, Lezen Oeli Koros Gnoira. He should be called Noira. Shed Benoros, Shed Soimonu, because Daniel personally witnessed the Hashem's awesome qualities, B'kib Shneish, when he saved them, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah from the fiery furnace in Nebuchadnezzar, when Nebuchadnezzar tossed him in. They came and Shalom, the Antishek, and the Sagdol. Now, when the Antishek, and the Sagdol came, Hichziru at Sagdol Yersh, that they brought back, they restored the old glory. And they said, V'ato Lukena Akela Gorol Hagibar Van Noro, Shomer Abris V'Chesed, preserves the covenant and the kindness. Ayim atu v'necha, it should not be diminished before you've gone, etc. Ubasar v'dam. Ask the Gemara. Sorry. Ubasar adam, a human being, yeshbo koch liten kitzad varim alolu. How can the human beings make cheshbonos about what to call Kodesh Baruch Hu, where to call Kodesh Baruch Hu, Godol Gibor Nora, or Godol Gibor, or Gibor, or Gibor Nora? What cheshbonos can they make? So Amar Yitzchak Lozer, said a powerful vort. Yodi men avim Elohan amiti. The Nevi'im know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is true, ve'enam machnifim lo, and they are not machnifim. In other words, they are not going to praise him in praises which they do not feel, which is a very interesting principle. In other words, the Nevi'im, they're not going to flatter him, is the exact translation. The Nevi'im were very true, and they had no chisor in them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they felt that they could not praise with parameters which were not sensed by them in their daily lives, because that's a false relationship with Hashem. You only relate to Hashem the way He relates to you and the way you feel you're relating to Him. So therefore, since that's the case, they were not going to flatter Him, meaning they were not going to say empty platitudes. We all of our davening is platitudes, so it makes no difference what we say. So we say all the platitudes which Moshe Rabbeinu gave. But for them, they calibrated their davening based on what feelings they had at the time. Okay, new parak. Hakoreisim Megillah. Someone reads Megillah. Oymed v'yoshev. He can either stand or sit. Kra echad. If one person read it, or kruah shnayim. If two people read it, that's good enough. Malkum shnogu v'varich. In the place where there's a custom to make a bracha in the Megillah, which we all have today, yivarich and make a bracha. Shlo v'varich. There's no custom to make a bracha. Then lo yivarich. He doesn't make a bracha. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shavus v'mincha. on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos afternoon. Karim Shlosh should call three people of the Torah. Ein Poksimem, no less. Vayim Osimim Lehem, no more. Vayim Aftirim B'Novi, you do not say Aftora any of these times in Novi. Haposech V'choizim Torah M'Varach L'Fanachra. Now, in the old days, not everybody got an aliyah and necessarily made the bracha. But at a minimum, the per first person to get an aliyah and the last person to get an aliyah, they make a brachas before and after they lay. But all the middle people, it wasn't necessary for them to make brachas. Okay? Says Mar, Ma l'shavar, what? B'dievet, it sounds like a kori as a Megillah. B'dievet, if you read the Megillah, standing down, that's okay. But not l'chatchila. How could this be? V'atani, do we learn? Maisar mayor, so Maisar, where the mayor himself, Shukarim Yushar Beisar Knesset Shiltivin, who read the Megillah sitting down in the shul in Tivit, and he gave it then afterwards to somebody else, and the other person made the brach on it, the brach of Asher Haini at the end. So kini masni. So what does it mean? It sounds like it's only b'dievin mutar, but even l'chatchilu sir amir sat down. So it says more kini masni. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Mutali krosa omed, mutali krosa yoshev. You're allowed to read it both sitting and standing. It's not just b'dievin, but it's permissible even l'chatchilu. Ma, ask more. What bracha? Man osel achem varchla. It's a quote. What in amir? What bracha did Rav Meir give it over to the other person to make the bracha to make? So, or rather, I guess probably the more close that is what's the pshat? In other words, how does this work? So zekori v'zem mevorech. So it says more. It's not a problem. One person can read. One person make the bracha like we do by laning. The same thing by Megillah as well. One person make the bracha. The other person can do the laning. And says more, why does this work? Rav Huna b'shem Rav Meir said, "Mikanshe shomer kakore." It's very interesting. The Yerushalmi's language is not shomer kaone. We had difficulty when we learned the Bavli and Sukkah. Why exactly shomer kaone and not shomer kakore? Why is it that somebody hears as if he answers and not as if he says himself? But here it is. It says shomer kakore. He actually says, if you hear something, it's as if you're reading it itself, which seems to be more simple understanding. Ksiv, it says, how do we know this is true? This is the Bavli in Sukkah, Daf Mamad Ches, also brought this down. It says, Asher Kara, that the scribe read, that Asher Kara Malach Yehuda. It says that the king of Yehuda read the scroll. The law asked the law, Shafan Kari, is it not that Shafan the scribe read it? And Lemikan, even though the king of Yehuda did not read it, since it was read before him, Mikan Shishramiya Kakori, from here we see that somebody who listens is as if he's reading himself. Why do we stand or do we stand in front of a Sefer Torah? So Rabbi Chukka, Rabbi Simon, Hashem, Rabbi Lezer said, Mivnei Bina, in front of a Ben Torah, meaning a Talmud Chacham, somebody who literally means the son of the Torah, but obviously means somebody who's grown up in Torah or Ben Torah, who all made a person stands. Lo Kosh came with Torah Atzma is the Nakav Chomer stand from the Torah itself. Now I remember somewhere in the Bavli, I got lazy, I didn't look it up today, but I remember in the Bavli somewhere says, Kamati Pshoi Hane Inche, the Mekami Mekami Sefer Torah, Velo Mekami 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 Gavaraba. How stupid are the people who stand in front of Sefer Torah, not in front of a great man? So here it stands, how stupid are the people who stand in front of Sefer Torah, not in front of a great man? Because the great man is greater than the Torah. So here it sounds like the opposite, right? Mm-hmm. Here it sounds like it's more posh to stand in front of a Sefer Torah. It's Kav Chomer. Stand in front of a person stand in front of a Sefer Torah. Yeah, in the Bible it says that if you stand in front of a Sefer Torah, you first certainly stand in front of a great man. So how do we reconcile this? I think because here it says you even stand up in front of a Ben Torah, meaning of course in front of a great man you stand up, and that might even be more chashuv than Torah itself. But it says even in front of a Ben Torah you stand up, who's somebody who's a small Talmud Chacham. So that means that it's certainly in front of a Sefer Torah, which is more significant than a small Talmud Chacham, you would stand up. And certainly in front of a great person, which is more significant than a Sefer Torah, then you would stand up as well.
Probably seems to imply that a Greek man is more important than a Sefer Torah.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe he's a boss of a
dumb. But he learned it. What Torah of nobody learned it?
That's true.
Nobody learned it. I remember where it is, but now we haven't had it yet this cycle. It's going somewhere. It is coming up. So says the Gemara. Zeshuomit Likros Matar, a guy gets up to lane, the Baal Kori, Mibnei Ma'omit, why does he stand? Mibnei Kvoda, because the honor of the Sefer Torah, which of course wouldn't apply by Megillah. Or Mibnei Kvoda Rabbi, or because the honor of the masses, in other words, anybody who goes, this is why the Shliach Tzibur stand, because he's the honor of the congregation, he's leading, it's proper to stand, right?
So.
Yeah. So, ain't there Mibnei Kvoda, if you're going to say it's because the honor of the Sefer Torah, filu beino lebeino. So even if a person is learning at home, in the privacy of his own home, with a Sefer Torah, he has to stand up. Anytime they cover the rabbi, if you're going to say it's because of the honor of the multitudes, then afilu beino levein it should be atzma, Mashbiach says. Even if he's standing, even if he's just a shliach tzibur, meaning there's no Sefer Torah out, right? He's not conducting lani, even just services. So it says, Gemara, the truth is, me nekvoy do omid. For the Sefer Torah, stand for its honor. Aye. If that's the case, so we should be able to have to stand as well, at home as well. If you say that, Afu Misatzel Vinakori is going to get lazy and not learn. Because if he has to stand up, then he's not going to say, you know what, I'm not going to take a Sefer Torah, I'm not going to learn. Okay, so therefore, better not to make a person stand up when he's learning on his own, in order that he should actually learn the Torah. Rashmo Brav Yitzhak Alek Nishta. Rashmo Yitzhak came into his shul. Chama Chadnash Koyim Metargim Samuchlam Moida. He saw a certain person standing and he was being Metargim. He was translating the Torah as they laid it, and he was leaning on a pillar. Amarlei, so he said, also, it's forbidden. Geshem Shanitna Be'emo of Yir, just like it was given with fear and trembling. With fear and awe, kach anotzich linhogba be'em v'yir, so too we have to be with fear and awe. So therefore, in fact, when one lanes or translates the Torah or does any other public function in the shul, I guess it might just be do with Kriyas Torah, because that's like the Kriyas Torah. So when you vow Kriyas Torah, you must actually stand and not lean. You cannot support your weight.
Excuse me.
On a pillar or a wall, that's not considered to be Derech Eretz. Rabbi Chaga Mar Shmuel Rav Yitzchok Rav Chaga Amar Rav Shor Yitzchok Olo Knishta. He came at the base Knesset. Chama, it should be Chazon according to Meir Yerushalmi, and it makes more sense that way. He saw the Chazon, the Baal Kori, not the Baal Kori. He saw the Chazon Koy Metargim. He was standing and he was being Metargim by himself. V'lo making Barnash Chosoi. And nobody else, the Baal Kori. Baal Kori was also laning. In other words, he was doing both jobs. He was laning and being batarded. There was nobody standing by him. Amar Lesi said, also, Lecha, it's forbidden to you to do it this way. Kishem Shanit Na'idei Tzarsur, since the Torah was given by an agent, Kachanu Tzichem Linog Ba'idei Tzarsur. So too we have to do by an agent, meaning there has to be somebody else. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu stood between Hashem and the nation, so too there must be somebody else standing between you and the nation. There must be somebody else being Metargim, not you yourself. There are other ways of learning this Yerushalmi, and in fact this Yerushalmi is brought down by or rather similar Gemara appears in Baba Basra in the first parak, where, or I don't remember if it's Gemara explicitly, but I think it is the Gemara, certainly Tosis there brings down this Yerushalmi, which, and learns that's where we have a Gabbai, you know, who's standing by the Bima during laning, because he's the sarsur, he's like the agent. But the way the Ushami learns it here, it's much more direct. It means not that there's somebody standing by, but rather that the person doing the translation has to be a third party, not the party who's laning. Okay? Says all Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi of the Shela. Where Yehuda Bar Pazi came and asked as a question, he needed a sarsur, and he resolved it from the Pazi. Says, Anochi Omei Ben Hashem Ben Echem, I stood between you and between Hashem and you, by Isai, on that time, like Elohim is our Hashem to tell you the word of God. Rabbi Chagi Amar, Rashur Yitzchok Oli Knishta. Rabbi Chagi said, Rashur Yitzchok came into Shul, Chamel Chad Sefer. He saw one so fair, one scribe, Moshe Targuma Mingo Sifra. He was reading the Targum out of a book. Armalei also luchai. He said it's forbidden to read about a book. Vorim shenemra ba'peh, things which are given ba'peh, mean the targum, which is Torah ba'peh, ba'peh has to be said ba'peh. Vorim shenemra b'chtav, those things which are given in writing, b'chtav, those things that you read out of the writing, that's why you have to learn the chumash from within the chumash or from in the Sefer Torah.
But the notion on the side of a social sauce doesn't cite Yuma, but we had it in Yuma, didn't we?
One.
Yeah, we had in human, we have also in Gitz and Gittin as well, that which he does say. The thing which is bothering me is that I don't understand this, because after Rebbe was matu to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, so it shouldn't be a problem anymore. This is Amoroyim talking, this is not Tanoim. So I don't know exactly why it was a problem. Maybe they only are matu true Torah, not Targum. I don't know exactly, but in any event, it's difficult to me. I looked around, nobody speaks about it. Rabbi Chagim Shem Rishuvar Bar Nachman said, Nemud Vorim Ba'peh, and Nemud Vorim Bichsav. Some of the parts of Torah stated about Peh, some are still stated in writing. Veni Yodim Ezimayim Chavivin. We don't know which one is more precious. Elamim Madachsiv, so how do we know? From that which it says, Ki Apiyat Vorim Eilu Karati Itchor Britzas Yisrael. Based upon the mouth, literally, or upon the statement of these words, I wrought a covenant with you and with Am Yisrael. Adamarah, this teaches us, Oson Shebepech Avivin, those which were stated but the mouth, are more precious, which means the Torah Shabbat Peh. Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Shimon, Chadamai, Im Shamarta Mash Bepeh, if you want another drasha, if you preserve that which is in the mouth, meaning Torah Shabbat Peh, Shamarta Mash Yusav, preserve that which is in the writing, Torah Shabbat Yusav, Ani Kores Itcha Bris, I will make with you a covenant. Being loved, if not any crazy chabris, I'm not going to make with you a covenant. The Chorot Amar, another interpretation says, in Shamarta Mashrepe, if you preserve that which is in the mouth of Shamarta Mashrepe, and that which is in writing, Ad Noitoschar, you will get rewarded. Being loved, if not, if you divorce one from the other, and Ad Noitoschar, you will get net reward, no reward. On Meshubba Levi says, it says in the Sparsha, it says in Dvarim, I should say, it says Alehem, and there's an extra Vav, Vi Alehem. Dvarim, and it says extra Hey in the word Dvarim, it doesn't say Dvarim, it says Hadvarim. So we learned, and it says kol, bako, it says but with a base. So those are three extra letters, vav, hey, base. We dash in them. Mikra, we say the Torah Shbiksav, Mishnah, Torah Shbalpeh, the Talmud, and the Talmud is the Gemara. Vagoda and Agoda, which I think goes together, Talmud and Agoda, well, one is halachic, one is agodic. Vafilum ashtalmid vasik asi lahoros, even that which an older student is going to eventually teach. Here it says Livni Rabbi, Korbinator takes it out, because now to teach for you, Rebbe. And anything which any student is eventually going to teach, for now my Lamoshim is seen as a raised stage from Moshe at Sinai. Hodo, Dechiva, that's that which it says in Koelis. Yesh, though, are there certain things, Shiomar, that a person will say, raise a Chodoshu. Look, it's a new thing. Chavir Meshivo, and his friend responds to him, Kriyolo Lamim. It was already before. So here, too, at least. It's Moshe. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the general way of learning that is that the principles are given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore everything stems from that which Moshe Rabbeinu received at Har Sinai.
When Shlomo says "Ein Chodesh Tachas is Shemesh,"
yeah,
what
does
he
refer
to the same thing?
Yeah,
but they didn't quote it.
Well, this is a pasuk there. No, this is part and parcel of Koheles. In other words, it's part of that series of psukim there.
This is different than halacha Moshe Sinai. This is different than halacha Moshe Sinai.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm saying this is because David Weiss Livni has a whole theory about, and he muddles these things together. There's a difference between whatever Moshe, whatever somebody said later on, was supposedly said at Har Sinai versus Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's
right, they're not the same thing.
It's phrased differently.
Right, these are not Halacha Moshe Sinai.
No.
Right. But it doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu understood, had everything, because we know Moshe Rabbeinu, the famous one of notes, Moshe Rabbeinu stood for Sefer Rabbi Akiva and didn't understand the Shir. So what it means is that there are principles which were given to him from which all this could be extrapolated, but not necessarily everything literally. Okay? Tani, we learned. Lo yushtayin karen b'torah v'echem b'targi.
Why does it say vatik? Why is it like dafka?
Oh, because the young Talmidim are just Amaratzim. They don't know.
It means a Talmid who's accomplished already. One who's right to be Mechadish, as opposed to somebody who's just a spring chicken. Okay, that's what it means. Moshe wasn't given the klutz kashas, that's what it boils down to. Okay? Tani, lo yu shnayim korim b'torah, we should not have two people laning, v'achamatai, one translating. Amrei b'zira said, mivnei bracha. That's because of bracha, because two people can't make the bracha, so I can have two people laning. But Tani, didn't we say, even lo yu shnayim b'torah came in, two people shouldn't translate. Vachum of Echokori, one people lane. Isach Mimne Bracha, what's wrong with the Bracha there? The Bracha can be made by the one person who's laning. Ela Mimne Shain Shnei Kos, Nechosibos, and Achos. No, because two voices cannot be heard properly. It's not, you can't hear two voices literally with one ear. Bushai the Babli calls it Trey Kali Lomish Tamoi. Two voices can't be heard, so therefore, one person laning, that's it. Tani, we learn. Even if you say Shnai, another Raisa, which has a different Pshat, is Shnai Korim B'Torah. You might even say two people can read Torah, but ain't Shnai Korim Novi. But certainly two people can't read Novi. And Pnei Moshe explains, Pnei Moshe explains more. I'm Rabbi Ulu. Rabbi Ulu said the reason for that is that because Kriyas B'Torah, there's a Chiv Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, if two people are laning, you might not hear it to be a Chiv. But ain't Kriyas B'Novi, there's not as great a Chiv to lane Novi. So therefore, if two people read it and you miss it, it's not so good for Elach, and it's okay.
Can I this thing about, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's okay, but I'm leaving tonight at around 10 or 5 because we had no minion.
Oh, yeah. So then go ahead.
No, it's okay. No, don't feel guilty. But I will tell you, I will tell you for sure later on, but I think we're, as I mentioned to these two gentlemen, that we're going to probably go back to Yeshiva.
When?
Next week.
Next week?
Next week.
Why next week?
Because there's no minion here.
Oh, because there's no minion.
Yeah.
How many were you short tonight?
A lot. We had seven. We had seven. So,
So this is a perpetual problem on Thursday nights?
Yeah. So it's been a purpose, but no, it's a problem. Every night is not. No night is particularly easy, but Thursday night is a particular problem. And I will have to speak to people in the shul on Shabbos, but there's a good chance of going back. Yes.
My only thing was, ancient Nikolas Nechnasim Ozen Echa. Did that mean back in Harsinai Shomer V'Zochar? That means they didn't even necessarily hear Shomer V'Zochar.
No, we're going to cancel this. Look, says Mar Tani. One reads the Torah and one translates. Lo echokori v'shnayim targim, not one reading and two translating. Lo shnayim targim v'echokori, not two people translating, not one and one reading. Lo shnayim kori v'shnayim targim, certainly not two and two. V'navi echokori v'echom targim, and the navi one person reads and one person targim. V'echokori shnayim targim, when even one person reading and two people targim. However, lo shnayim kori v'echom targim, not two people. Yeah, not two people, but two people reading, and one people being metargim. Not one reading and two metargim, and not shnayim korim ve'echo metargim. Lo shnayim korim ve'shnayim targim, not two reading and two metargim. Uva megillah, however, my megillah. Echo Korei V'Echo Metargim, one reads and one's Metargim. Echo Korei V'Shnai Metargim, one reads and two Metargim. Shnai Korei V'Echo Metargim, two people read and one Metargim. Shnai Korei V'Shnai Metargim, we even do two and two. Why is that? So all the although it's not explicit in the Yerushalmi, it's explicit in the Bavli, and unfortunately down here because Megillah is Chaviv. And anything which is precious and dear to a person can hear even if two people are doing it. So it has to do with Torah were machmir, most machmir, one on one, because it's a chiv d'oraisa, not chiv d'oraisa, but it's a true chiv. The neviim, it's a takona b'divrei slavim, but it's not as strong a takona. So therefore, you were makel on one for laning and two for targum. Megillah were makel even two and two, but not because it's a less stringent chiv, but because even though it's a very stringent chiv, nonetheless. Or Mako, because since it's chavi, people pay attention and they get to understand. So by Har Sinai, also Mistama, they could understand what was going on. That's chavi. Okay? So that's more about Targum Batara, Makev. Is Targum essential? Rabbi Yitzchak, no. Nimad anachaman and Rabban and Nafkin Tanisa, when we saw rabbis going out to the fast, the Kari, and then they would read Velo Matargumin, and they wouldn't do Targum. Hadar Maroh, I guess, because it would make too much Jerk of Zipura. Hadar Maroh teach us She'ena Targum Akev, Targum is not essential. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Abagav, that Omar, Ena Targum Akev, even though he said Targum is not essential, Torah, if a person made a mistake, Marzir no so. Person made a mistake, even in Targum, make him go back because we don't want flaws, mistakes going out. And we give some examples now, mistakes. One said, if you translate, it says in Parshas Bikurim, tene. And the word tene means basket. So what if somebody translates container? No good, we make him go back. The other one made you go back, if he said, to translate a matzosi merorim, if he said patirin, which are flat cakes, imirokos with vegetables. Vayomar, and he said, you have to dafka say, patirin imirorim, not flat cakes with vegetables, flat cakes with bitter herbs. We didn't know who said what. I mean, Mad Amar Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda asked the question, Ma'al Avi V'Tamchuyin, can one bring one to Bikurim in pots made out of shokesim, made of silver, or platters made of silver? Heavy du mechazim mona. He must have been the one who, if they translated tena, made them go back as mona, as container, made them go back to Yomar Sala and say sal, because the sal is made out of wicker basket is made out of wood. That we know is good. The question is whether metal is good. So if a person would say mono is the translation, would think any container is valid. That's what made people go back and say salo, because he wasn't sure any other container was a valid form for bringing bikurim. Rabbi Pinchas made people go back. Maxir, betimin b'nei toirin. Where it says toirin b'nei yona, people who translate betimin, fatted pigeons, and bnei torin, and the children of torin, he made them go back to Yomri, said torin and bnei torin. Torin was translated torin, and bnei yona was also translated bnei torin, because I guess in Aramaic they're both the same word, so that's what made people go back. But the word betimin was totally unacceptable. Minay l'targum, how are we supposed to do targum? So Rabbi Yehazir, b'shem Rabbi Chananel said, v'yikru b'sefer Torah Hashem. It says it's read in the book of the Torah of Hashem, Zeh Mikra, that's Torah Shbiksab. Mefurash explained Zeh Targum, that's the Targum. It's some Sechel, pay attention, or pay intellectual heed. Elo Taimim, that's the trap. V'yavinu, they should understand, V'yavinu Mikra, they should understand what they're reading. Zeh Mesoris, that's the Mesorah we have concerning the Torah. Yeshurim, some say, now it's not sure it's clear what exactly this Mesoris is. It seems like some Mesoris has to do with grammar or with vowels or something like that, not just a Mesorah about, Halacha Moshe Messina, generic Mesorah, but rather specific Mesorah which has to do with something to do with laning. V'yeshurim, some say, Elo Achreim, it means where to put the commas. Because obviously the commas are an essential part of understanding Torah Shbiksav. So the chreim are where to put the commas, where to put the punctuation. Some say elu rosh pesukim. It's a pesukim that tells us that it's where that Yavinu Mikra is where the pesukim begin and where the pesukim end. In other words, the beginning and ends of pesukim. Rabbi Zeir Rosh Hashanah said, "Afilu rogi b'tarak Ezra." Even if you're a wonderful cipher in Baal Kari, Baki Batura, like Ezra Cipher, Loi Ahokami Piva Kori, when you write over, transcribe a Sefer Torah, you should transcribe it from a source text. Don't do it from your own memory. Right? Do not pronounce the words, just write them down from memory. Kamosh Nehemar Baruch, like it says by Baruch, Mi Piv Yikorei. Eli called for a mela. When Yirmiyah Novi spoke, the Baruch was a scribe. He said, from his mouth it shall be read to me all these words, Vaniko Seva Alasev Bidyo, and I write on the book with ink. So it's interesting. There, of course, he was hearing the words. He wasn't copying them from anywhere. But since it says, Yikaru, that the words which Yirmiyah spoke to him were read by him, so what it means is that Yirmiyah is a Novi. So the words he's using are as if they're written down, because this is the primary text is Navi himself. So and it says here Yikaru, so you always have to do it from a primary text, not Baal Peh, from memory. So that's why this is a proof that you always take a text from which to copy.
Vatani asked more, wait a minute, didn't we learn Maisa Rabbi Meir? So Maisa Rabbi Meir Shabba Asio, he was in Asia, it seems that that's somewhere near Turkey. There's no Megillah written in Hebrew, I guess they're all written in Turkish. And he wrote it from his own recitation thereof of the Megillah. The lawyer, Vikari, and then he learned it. So we see that you can do it from Baal Peh, from memory. We do not learn from those circumstances. Those are extreme, severe, extenuating circumstances. But Yeshamim Take Shtayin Kosav. He wrote two. Kosav is Yishonim Mitokpiv. He wrote the first one from memory, from literally from his own recitation. Kosav is Ashniyam Mitokh Rishonim. And then he wrote the second one from the first one. The Gonaz is Rishonim put the first one away because the Korashniyam lengthened the second one. Because the first one was written Baal Peh. The second one was written by Ksav, so therefore he read from the second one and put the first one in Gediza. Rashi Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yochel and Al-Kosav Kokaimo Kokriya Mipumi. I can write the whole Torah by heart, from heart. In other words, I memorized law. Rabbi Chiba Rabba Omer, he said, Yochel and Al-Kosav Kokaria, I can write the entire Torah, betraying money for $2, which means a very small sum. Which really, Rabbi Chiya, the Gemara actually says in the Bavli, the Ushami doesn't bring down. I'm surprised that the Gemara at the end of Ksuvas says that Rabbi Chiya was fighting with Rabbi Hanina, I think it was, one of the other Talmidim Rebbe, and Rabbi Hanina said, "I can, if the Torah is forgotten, then I can make the Torah, bring the Torah back, because I'm a big Lamdan and I can remind it, create the logs from scratch." Rabbi Chiya said, "I'd make sure that Torah is not forgotten. What do? I go and I make nets, and I catch deer." And I slaughter the deer, and I give the meat to the poor people, and I use the hide of the deer, and write the Seder Sefer Torah on the hide of the deer, and I write five chumashim, and I go into a city, and then I tell them go teach each other, and that way I make sure the Torah is not forgotten for Am Yisrael. And Rabbi says Gedolei Ma'asechir, Rabbi Chiya does great things. So here Rabbi Chiya is actually telling us why he did, how he was able, why this procedure was essential, because he wanted to show people how to run a kollel on a low budget, right? How to run an institution with not much funds, right? We need to know. It's very important for Klal Yisrael's history. So that's what he says. I can teach all of Torah for $2. Hey, Chavir, I do it. So I don't even trade money. What I do is I buy for $2 Zera de Kita, and I buy cotton linen strings. Zara law and linen seeds. Zara law and I plant the seeds. V'chatzad law and I harvest the seeds. V'avad chavlin and I make ropes. V'tavas tavi and I catch deer. V'kasu kokaya mashchen and write the entire Torah on their hides. So in words, I can use, my kishon is not that I remember necessarily, but I know how to work with whatever funds I have in order to be marbitz Torah on a budget. So, Shama Rebbe Vamar Ashri Ador Shatem Besocho. Praiseworthy the generation which both of you are members. Ketzah Mavarech. Why do you make the bracha in the Megillah? Go there, on it. Zakai Tavcho, Zakai the butcher, B'Shem Rav Yochan said, this is a bracha afterwards, of course. Haravis Vivecho, we say it in plural, but here it says, Haravis Vivecho, Hashem who takes fight with your enemies, and okay, Mr. Mosech and revenges your revenge. Hagolech ugolech, who redeems you, who saves you, Moshiach and redeems you. Nikaf haritzecha from your enemies, the brazen ones. That's the bracha at the end. So that's the bracha at the end. That's nice. But b'tchila, what about the beginning? So that areikus kol shar mitzvah says like all the mitzvahs show the Torah. Maya Shah called mitzvahs, so just like all mitzvahs, tuna's bracha, they require a bracha before it. Abzu, so to this one, tuna bracha requires a bracha before it. Kasuba Torah bracha fanel, then kasuba bracha achrel. About Torah, about learning Torah, reading Torah, it says a bracha beforehand, and not afterwards. Makasuba fanel, because what it says about before you learn Torah, kishem Hashem akra, before I call on the name of God, which is learning Torah, give greatness to Hashem, which is make a bracha. So before you learn, you make a bracha. Birkat, and there are those who say birkat sator is deraisa because of this pasuk. Birkat hamoza, uksi birkat hamoza by food it says bracha l'achra. You make a bracha afterwards. Vein kasu bar bracha farim. There's no bracha before it. Right? Makos b'achra l'achra. What does it say after you eat? L'chalta v'savata v'erachta. right? So minayin l'teisa, that's also the raisa. Minayin l'teisa, amur b'zeh b'zeh, and amur b'zeh b'zeh. How do you know that? That's what you say about one want to make a one of them make a bracha kroina, you apply the other one, and the other that which says the bracha l'fanea before one, you apply the other one as well. This is of course the rabban. It's all a smachta. Rashua Rav Yitzchak ben Nachman b'shem Rav Yonasan said sham sham l'gzeir shem shem l'gzeir shava. Says shem Hashem ekra avuka l'kenu over here. It says shem Hashem. Shem Hashem Ekra, and it says over here the Chatur Svat V'Rachdas Hashem Elokecha, the Shem Hashem over here. So make the show between the Shemus of Hashem. Now obviously it's an Asmachta because the Shem Hashem appears all over Torah. You can make us Zer Shov and anything like that. It's a Asmachta, okay? Masham Shneamar B'Torah. Even though just like there by the Torah, it says Brach V'Neb Brach V'Fuen. Absham Shneamar Mosan Al Shem Shneamar Mosan. So to the Shem which is said by the food, Brach V'Fuen. You also make a Brach before it. Umashem Shneamar Brachos Amos B'Mosan. Just like the Shem which is said by Brachos Amosan, Brach Alagutz Brach afterwards. Absham Shneamar B'Torah. So the Shem which says by Torah, Brach Alchareitz Brach afterwards. Akdum Rabbi Akiva. That's good according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that we have double shoinus, you dash in them. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, so you can dash in the Shem Hashem. I don't know, I guess there's a superfluous Shem Hashem here. I guess because there's Shem Hashem Ekra, Havugodo, Shem Hashem Ekra, Havugodo, Leilokenu. So it says Hashem, Elokeinu, one of them is redundant. And also, I guess it's something like that by Birkas Mosul, Chavis Vatu Varakla, Hashem Elokecha. Because it said just Hashem, not Elokecha, so it's redundant, so they dash in the extra name. However, like Rabbi Akiva says, that like Rabbi Shmuel says, Dibra Torah Bnei Adam, that Torah Sadeh repeats itself. So Rabbi, so how do you learn? So Rabbi Elmachem Rishmol said again, obviously not the right. So Kavachom, it's a Kavachom both ways. My Moser Shein Tom Brach Lefonav. If when you eat, when you don't need to make a brach afterwards, Tom Lachrav, you have to make a, beforehand, you make a brach, Tom Lachrav, and you have to make a brach afterwards. Torah Shituna Brach Lefonav, Torah Shituna does require a brach beforehand, Ein Odin Shetei Tuna Brach Lefonav, now Kavachom requires a brach afterwards. Akadun Torah, so that's Torah. Muslim, what about food? The opposite. My Torah she'ena tuna bracha, Torah which doesn't require bracha afterwards. Tuna l'fanei requires a bracha beforehand. Muslim, shu ton l'achrav, Muslim food which requires a bracha afterwards. Ena din she'ena ton l'fanei is now kal v'chomer that requires a bracha afterwards. Okay, so obviously you can't have a kav chomer working both ways. One has to be the kav, one has to be chomer. If you're kind of kav chomer working both ways, then obviously it's an asmachta. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nosser, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, ki hu yivarech esazev av achrechein yochlu akruim. Says, first make the bracha and then the people eat. Now, truth is, that's a korban. So it's not necessarily right, because the korbanos might be other brachos. But we learn, we use it as a smach, that says Shmuel first made a bracha, the invocation, and only afterwards they did. Rabbi Nosser Amar, v'avatem es Hashem l'kech, another smach, the first serve Hashem, your Lord, v'then v'rachlo l'slach m'cho v'es me'mecho. Then he'll bless your bread and your water. Emos v'yikori lach m'cho, Achalachatum, why is it called your bread? Obviously before you eat it. It says before you get around to eating it, before you eat your bread, make a bracha. Avatem as Hashem. Rabbi Yomer, another way of learning it. Mine b'shua sh'ocha v'sovef when he ate and was satiated. Adom return the bracha, you say you have to thank Hashem. B'shua sh'utayv locha, when he wants to go to eat, lo koshkein, this is not a kavachomer, that he has to make a bracha. So obviously, you know, as an to ask Hashem to give him food to continue to sustain him. Ad kidun mazon. Till now, we learned about food. Torahama. What about Torah? In mazon she'enu elachai shorasho. So if mazon, which is only temporal life, Torah bracha upon of achor, you have to make a bracha before and after. Torah she'chaya. Torah which is eternal life. Before and afterwards. That's why the guy who gets aliyah makes a bracha both before and after the aliyah because of the kavachomer from eating. And we'll stop here for today.
So where are you getting committed?